Hello, and welcome to As It Is from VOA Learning English. I'm Mario Ritter in Washington. Today, we hear about serious issues of children's rights in Africa. The conflict between religious militias in the Central African Republic has forced many children into fighting as soldiers. Later in the program, we hear some of their stories. But first, we learn about efforts in Mozambique to stop an illegal traditional practice, child marriage. The African Union has sworn to stop all child marriages within a generation. Yet the African nation of Mozambique has one of the highest rates of child marriage in the world. Strong social and cultural traditions support the practice, although it is illegal. Early marriage compromises the right of girls to an education. It can also have a shocking effect on their health. Reporter Gillian Parker traveled to Mozambique with the International Reporting Project. Katie Weaver has her story.
Near the town of Pemba in northern Mozambique, 16-year-old Rachel plays with her daughter. Rachel is not the girl's real name. The young mother did not want to be identified. She also asked not to be recorded. Rachel got pregnant when she was 14 years old. She told VOA, "My big sister warned me to stay in school. There are many here who have babies at a young age, but normally they leave school to get married and continue to have children every year after that. Some think marriage is a guarantee of security." Rachel's story is not unusual in Mozambique, where 52% of girls marry before they are 18. Ceremonies with dancing and music mark the beginning of the mostly secretive initiation rites season in Pemba. Girls are removed from school when they have their first menstruation, the bleeding that is part of a woman's monthly period. The girls spend days, weeks, or even months being taught traditions by the matronas, female community leaders. The local school calendar is organized in a way to support the custom. The matronas teach the traditions to prepare girls for married life in Mozambique. They train them to be obedient to men. They teach them about cooking and other duties related to home and family. The matronas also train the girls in how to interest a man sexually. The initiation rites may also include removing part of the girl's genital organs. This is done in the belief that it will increase male sexual pleasure. Girls are considered ready for marriage once they have completed the initiation activities. Girls Not Brides is an organization working to end child marriage. Françoise Maduthe is the group's Africa regional officer. She says child marriage often forces girls to leave school. She says the girls also often have babies before their bodies have grown enough to support healthy reproduction.
Most often expected to enter into sexual intercourse very early before her body is ready.
Naredzaya Gomozavanda is the African Union Goodwill Ambassador for Ending Child Marriage. She says child marriage is a violation of the fundamental rights of girls. She believes that child marriage can be ended within a generation if governments, women, and youth movements work together with religious and traditional leaders.
Getting into a marriage should not be an option out of poverty.
Slowly, attitudes are changing in Pemba. Education has improved, and increased media availability is expanding the flow of information. Child-to-child radio programs debate issues affecting young people. The programs give young people greater influence in the community. National health campaigns are helping parents learn about the possible harms of early marriage. Rachel's parents are delaying her completion of the initiation activities so that she can stay in school. I'm Katie Weaver.
Next, we hear about the crisis of child soldiers in the Central African Republic. Kelly Jean Kelly brings us the story.
A boy named Jerome said he joined a militia when an opposing group attacked his village. Some people were burned in their homes. Others were shot when they sought to run away.
I'll never forget that day, he says. The Seleka killed my uncle. That pushed me to join the Anti-Balaka militia.
The Anti-Balaka is a coalition of armed groups opposed to the Seleka rebels. Another boy, Serge, joined the Anti-Balaka just before it attacked the capital in December
2013. He says, I was a good fighter, fearless. The commander liked me.
Serge says he is 17 years old, but he has a boy's face and a thin body. He looks much younger. Most children in the armed groups are teenagers. Some are younger than 10. Serge says children's ages and sizes help to determine their positions in the armed groups. Strong boys, such as Serge, might become fighters. Younger children clean up. Judith Levaye is a deputy representative of UNICEF, the United Nations Children's Fund. She said, the number of children who are part of armed groups has risen over the past few months. She says that up to 10,000 children have ties to the armed groups. Some have been part of the militias for 2 years.
In some cases, they've gone so far in the level of atrocities that it's very difficult for them to return to where they are from. And if we don't accelerate and respond to the needs, there's a risk that there's going to be a lost generation in this country.
UNICEF has negotiated with the groups to release about 1,400 of the children, including Jerome and Serge. One-fifth of the children being released are girls. Ms. Levaye says they were used as cooks, cleaners.